Well, TASO's been looking after people with AIDS since 1987. Over the 17 years, women have always been the predominant population that we care for. On average, 65% of our clients are women and 35% are men. In the last year, that has increased to 67%. So in a small way, it also reflects the global trend. But yes, women have been the majority of our clients all these years.
Doctor, why has there been an increase in women?
Well, the epidemic in Africa is heterosexual. So in theory, there should be equal numbers of men and women getting HIV or getting infected. But there are a number of reasons why women are more susceptible and also more vulnerable. And therefore, in the end, you end up with more women with HIV. First is really the whole issue of gender, the fact that women are, in many African countries, subservient to men in matters of sexuality. They cannot control those issues. They cannot decide issues of abstinence or faithfulness or condoms. All three are really determined by men. The other is that from a biological point of view, women are also more physically susceptible, particularly if they've got sexually transmitted infections, if they have sex when they're in their periods, if that sex is violent and results in cuts and abrasions. The other, too, is that men can be more efficient transmitters in a polygamous society because you may have one HIV-positive male having two or three partners, and many of those partners are younger, and therefore passing on the infection to a disproportionate number of women.
Doctor, in your view, what can be done about this?
There are several levels, but fundamentally one must address issues of poverty and inequity and gender issues. And the best way to tackle that is through educating the female child. Education has been shown to be one of the most important preventive tools. I mean, education in terms of going to school, just basically going to having 7 years of education minimum, preferably 12. And if the girl child can be kept in school up to the age of 18, in many cases it will delay early onset of sex, it will provide skills of assertiveness, it will also provide skills of sexuality. Countries must also put in place the laws and the regulations that protect women and girls from exploitation, sexual exploitation, rape, exploitation within marriage. Now, these are all long-term issues, but there are medium-term issues that we need to invest in. Microbicides are an important investment. They don't exist yet. A microbicide is a chemical substance inserted into the female genital tract, in this case, that would kill off an HIV virus and protect women. And we all need to invest very much in microbicides so that within 3 to 5 years, we have a product that is comparable to a condom in its efficacy, but that can be controlled by women.
What about in the short term? What can be done?
In the short and immediate term, well, we must intensify our AIDS education awareness to target women from a very early age, and also to make people understand that marriage is not a protective institution. Many people assume that once women are married that they are safe. In fact, being a young married woman in Africa can be one of the riskiest things that you can be, because when you're unmarried, to some extent you may control your sexuality. You could choose to abstain. You could choose to be faithful and try to choose partners who are faithful. And you could choose whether to use a condom or not. Once you're married, you can't abstain. Your faithfulness is relative to the faithfulness of your husband. And condom initiation is usually by men. So, paradoxically, marriage is not necessarily protective.
Doctor, as you know, Uganda has been credited with holding the rate of HIV infection down. It's much lower than many other African countries. What is Uganda doing, for example, to change the behavior of men? Is it doing anything special in that regard?
What's not commonly known is that parallel to the fight against HIV and AIDS, Uganda has been engaged since 1986 in improving the rights of women. It's been one of the agendas of the current government, and the position of women, whether it is legally or culturally or educationally, has improved tremendously over the last 17 years. And it sort of underpins the efforts in HIV and AIDS, because once you uplift the status of women, once you help them get empowered and be able to make decisions, and also balance it out with responsibility for men, in other words, targeting men to understand that they are equal to women and have to respect women, then you start getting a successful country.